I think I was a little bit better last week than the week before. I thought I thought that second half showed an energy and an intensity that we can build on, and there's no doubt that if we bring that sort of effort around the contest, that we can play the type of footy that we want to. So 99 tackles against Melbourne was a better sign. Still areas of our game that we want to sharpen up and improve, but we did see an improvement over that week between round 3 and 4.
We've seen Essendon play a particularly high possession game around the back half in particular, just to maintain and steady. Mm. How do you make sure you don't let them have that free reign?
Yeah, well, they've got the second most number of disposals per game in the comp, so they are relying on maintaining possession, and they're not afraid to flip it around, especially in the back half. That's the way that they've moved the ball's, been fairly free flowing and shown a lot of freedom in the way they go about it. We need to put pressure on the player with the ball. We need to try and take those outlets away, turn the ball over as often as we can. It's not about limiting the number of possessions as much as controlling field position and trying to get the ball back in our forward line and give us a chance to score.
That said, the focus then clearly is on gaining that momentum right from the opening bounce, because you let them get control of that possession, they can start to do that chipping around, can't they?
Yeah, well, you want to win clearance, you want to get field position, you want to score yourself. Contested ball's pretty crucial to be able to win it in the first place, but our defence is going to be tested in regards to that uncontested possession count, but it's not the be-all and end-all for us to win that stat. But we need to control it because it's a strength of the opposition's.
And just the one change so far, we'd like to see a few this afternoon, or tomorrow, sorry?
We've had one player go out, but we've got a squad of fit 25 that we've announced to the AFL because of regulations, but we'll have 28 chained tomorrow, and probably still got 3 or 4 that are under some form of injury cloud, so every one of those players comes tomorrow preparing to play on Monday, and we want a decent session, a strong hour-long session, and continue to work on our game and pick the squad on the back of that.
Actually, there was a bit of speculation yesterday that Travis had already been told that he might be playing. Is that the case, or will he be playing?
No, as I said, we've got a squad of 28, so we're in no position to make definitive statements around any selection, given that we've got blokes who are under injury clouds and we need to get through training tomorrow.
Is his form warrant selection?
I think I've said a little bit about where Trav's at. If you're looking at the form across our team, we need to improve it. There's a lot of players that need to lift, and we need to go about it in a better manner to be able to get the results that we want.
Do you buy the argument that Essendon might be undermanned for key backmen, then you can play himself back into some form this fixture?
I think the Essendon story has been really strong. The way that they've been able to bandy together and come together as a club, given and show great resilience given the duress that they've encountered. But Gwilt and Hartley have stood up really well as key backs. Day has been able to or D has been able to sort of play that third back role, and they've been able to get numbers back to support that back six. So their work rate's been really strong. At the moment, whoever our key tall forwards, or anyone in the forward line for that matter, we need a better contest in the air. We haven't been getting as strong an aerial as we need to create front and centre opportunities for our crummers. And that's going to be a key part of an expectation going into Monday.
Bucks, where's it not clicking for Trav at the moment? I mean, the past few years he's had his goal-kicking-wise, but right now, what's not clicking for him?
I don't really want to focus on one player at the moment.
There's no bigger stage in the home and away season than this game. Are you pleased it arrives at a time when you've got something to prove, in terms of the win loss and performances?
Yeah, well, there's always something to prove. There's no doubt that our season hasn't begun the way that we'd like it to, but I'm standing here talking to you guys about an exciting opportunity on Monday on Anzac Day and sort of reflecting back around our first month, but the only thing we can do about it now is prepare well, and as we believe we have to this point, and then to go out and enjoy what is a remarkable day on the calendar and play the type of footy that we know we're capable of.
Just
you mentioned exciting opportunity. There's a bit of talk around about China and who plays Port and Gold Coast and Collingwood has put the name in apparently. What do you think about the prospect and would you like to see it as part of your schedule next year?
Playing in China hasn't been on the top of my mind. I played an exhibition game over in London. I think it's great that the AFL wants to get to the other places in the world and spread its wings, so to speak. But not high on the agenda at the moment.
Mason Cox will be going to the States, no doubt. It's exciting for him.
Yeah, he's been going really well, and to be around the mark as he was last week is a sign that he's doing a lot of things right. So it's if it happens for him, it'd be a good opportunity.
Will he play as a forward if he can?
He's played second ruck and forward, so they're the roles that we'd be looking at.
You could potentially have two guys debuting on the biggest home and away game of the season. Are you nervous about how they might react?
Oh, not at all. We're going to pick the best side that we possibly can around contests and work rate. And they're two areas that we know that we haven't put our best foot forward on. So, we need to be better in contested ball. We need to be better at getting to the contest with the work rate, the running forward and back. And we'll pick the best 22 to do that, whether they're first gamers or whether they're 200 gamers, is less relevant to us. We just need players that can play the way that we want to play and to be able to do it for four quarters.
You mentioned Travis. Who are the others that are under injury clouds?
We still had Tommy Langdon was a bit sore. Ben Reid coming out of the game last week. And Sink still needs to prove his fitness from a concussion perspective. So, they're to name a couple. And obviously it's still midweek for us, even though the game starts tonight. It's still midweek for us, and looking forward to getting a solid training session under our belt tomorrow.
So that assessment happens after tomorrow's training session, is that right?
Ongoing. But I mean, we won't take any risks with any player in regards to that. And we haven't to this point, and we won't going forward.
So do you just have to cop a fine if you bring in another player outside of that squad?
No, I think we have the capacity tomorrow afternoon to put in our 22 and 3 emergencies there. So we can bring the squad of 25 down to 22. Bring the squad of 25 into 3 emergencies and the 22. But we have the capacity to bring players from outside of that if need be, if players don't get up through injury. I think it's just one of those quirks. When you have a late game, we've put 25 names up, but as I said, we'll be picking out of the 28 in the train tomorrow.
Yeah, but if you bring in one of the three that aren't named, will you have to, or you can't do that?
Well, we've got our tail between our legs at the moment because we were fined last week going like for like because we had two guys wake up in the morning with gastro symptoms. So Our carryover player and Goldie, who was going to play, were unable to take the field, and we needed to bring in like for like from outside the 25. So, whilst if that happened again, we would have to do it. We think that this time around will be a little bit different, given that we can adjust our squad tomorrow afternoon.
The player who dropped out was Jesse White. What's the message been towards him this week?
Oh, look, once again, we're picking our best team on contest and work rate. Jesse had come up for the first week after playing as a key back for 4 or 5 weeks. He's still got a bit of work to do there, but his opportunities later in the year will come from whatever he puts into play in VFL.
How much of the Anzac spirit have you had to lean on this week?
Oh, we went to the Shine today with our first year players and our first year staff members, and we do that every year. Oh, look, it's as much as you talk about the significance of the occasion, you can never really get a full understanding of the debt that was paid by people that fought in wars or families that were affected by wars in the past. My old man went to Vietnam, only really in the last 5 years has he opened up a little bit more about his experiences and what it's meant for his life. You can't even talk about the experience of standing there for the last post and having that minute silence with a full house at the MCG. They're surreal experiences, and you need to you be there to really feel it and sense it. But to be honest, we're really narrowing our focus on what we do between the first and last sirens and being able to put our best foot forward because we have the capacity to do so, and we're very fortunate in that regard.
Has Mason taken it in, the Australian aspect of it?
Last year he came to not only to the Shrine visit with us, but to the Dawn service last year. So
he gets it.
Yeah, well, yeah, he does, and I think America have got a, the United States have got a fair history around war as well, and I mean, but every country has their own story, and Australia's is significant in that regard. You know, First and Second World Wars, and you know, Vietnam, amongst the other skirmishes that we've been involved in. But yeah, all of our players and anyone involved with the footy club is understanding of the privilege that we have to be involved on the day and the significance of it.
Nathan, yesterday Damien Hardwick was so bullish about his confidence that the Tigers can, you know, turn things around and get back on track. Are you same sort of confidence here?
Well, we need to get first things right first, and that's Monday. You know, I've got absolute confidence in our players to be able to deliver the type of football that we can. But when you get to a point right here, right now, we need to turn those words into actions, and until we do, it is just, you know, blue sky. We need to make sure that we turn that into energy, into action, into contests, into work rate, and play for each other over the period of the game. We've got the quality there, we've got the talent there. We're just not putting it together at the moment, but it'll come.
How do you get them to lift a work rate? I mean, you obviously can talk about it before they run out, but how do you get them during the week to increase their work rate?
Darcy Moore, who's played a dozen games, who for the first time over the last couple of weeks has just shown a little bit of ball watching. He's just not really attacking the contest as much as we've taken it for granted that he does. Jordan DeGoey, who's learning to play, to run both ways as a midfielder. And we haven't had a great synergy with our back line. So what do we ask for? We ask for each player to bring their best to the table. Around the two focus areas that we've got, to be able to support each other and communicate so that we can set our structures up and play the type of footy that we know wins. I know we've spoken about the losses in a row, but the first three of those after the bye last year were against Fremantle, Hawthorn and Port Adelaide, and that's a while ago now, but our side isn't too much different to that. So it's been demonstrated in the past, and it'll be demonstrated again in the future. Cheers. Thanks, guys.